And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the owner of Arizona's hometown radio group, Sanford Cohen.
Well, how you doing, everybody? It is Thursday, and this is the roundtable, and you know, I guess we could have an argument. Easily enough, just ask two people their opinion, and you could have an argument. First, we could argue about whether or not the table is, in fact, round. Once we have determined whether or not it is round, we can get down to some facts. Well, wait a minute. What if my facts are different than your facts? That's kind of where we're at right now, and I want to tell you, I had a rather odd experience yesterday. I was down in Phoenix taking care of some business, and along came a press release from the Arizona Republican Party announcing that party chairman Kelly Ward was going to be doing a press conference at the Maricopa County Vote Tabulation Center. And Terry and I looked at each other and we said, you know, what the hey? It's not like it isn't a hot story or something. So the old journalistic instincts kicked in. And so we packed everything up and ran down to South 3rd Avenue in Phoenix, where the media was hastily putting together their display in anticipation of Chairman Ward coming out to the podium to make some remarks. So that was at 11 o'clock. About 20 after 11, we were informed that the press conference was being pushed back to 1 o'clock due to the fact that there were, quote-unquote, some issues going on inside the building. Okay. Well, neither one of us had really had much to eat at that point, so we decided, you know, we don't want to, we'll give up our parking spot temporarily. So we ran down 7th Street to near Buckeye Road at the beloved Taco Bell to grab some food to go so that we can go back to our really plum parking space outside the tabulation center and have a little quickie bite. Well, it was then that I got the press release that the news conference had been moved back to 3 o'clock, and we said, gotta go. And so we did, and we weren't able to stick around. However, I do have a video of the protesters, and these are folks that were protesting in favor of auditing the vote, getting a recount of the vote. And so I have a video of those folks that I'll be posting on my Facebook and on the KQ&A Facebook here after the show. So take a look at it and see what you think. But really, there wasn't any news to be made in Arizona yesterday. In fact, I believe there was a legal action that was dismissed in Arizona, but there's still more pending. I will say that, you know, just looking at the whole thing objectively, when you have so many sworn affidavits that there were voting improprieties, and when you find out that the vote tabulation software had so many flaws in it, and that it was originally designed for the election in Venezuela, and we know how those elections typically go, you just gotta hit the pause button and have a full airing. What's the hurry? What's the rush to get these votes certified? why don't we look closer into the abnormalities of what is going on in these states? And that's what we should do. We should take the time to figure it out, to do a complete forensic, and find out why these things happen. Now, why would you be against that? What's in it for you if you're against it? Well, you obviously are in favor of the tentative outcome that has been splashed heavily around the mainstream media, namely that Joe Biden won fair and square and he's the president-elect, neither of which is factual at this point. However, there is still time to do a full exploration. And if you saw the press conference earlier today with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and take their words to heart, they have evidence. There's people, you know, walking around like chickens with their head cut off saying, well, there's no proof. They got no proof. There's no proof. Well, there's evidence. There's tons of evidence. Once you are allowed to present the evidence, that's how it becomes proof. So, yeah, there's tons of evidence. And then you've got the candidate himself, good old Joe Biden, telling everyone that he has assembled the greatest vote fraud team in the world. Now, that's not a slip of the tongue. That is him telling you what they're doing. And you just got to take them at face value. You got to take them to heart. You can, if you can excuse that, then you have to be able to excuse everything else that he says that makes no sense. So there is still more to be done, more work to be done. Good luck to the folks that have that work to do, because this has been put together on a massive scale. And I will tell you, when we return a little bit later on in the show, we knew about this and we told you about this back in 2018. We had uncovered a voting irregularity right here in Arizona, and we told a bunch of people about it, and nobody did a thing. So we're going to revisit what we found out back in 2018 and what its role is in the 2020 election. It was definitely a dry run for what happened here in 2020. That'll be coming up a little bit later on, but we're going to take a break from politics and we're going to talk about the kiddos. We're talking about hockey, youth hockey, and the efforts to get a facility, a permanent facility here in the Prescott Quad Cities. And former Prescott City Councilman Charlie Arnold is spearheading that effort, and he will join us live in studio in just moments. You're listening to Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know, because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. and I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
With normal activities on pause, creating a new routine where the whole family can enjoy each other, relax, and unwind is the very best thing you can do. Hey, it's Nick from Arizona Hot Tub, and from my family to yours, thank you for all the support and allowing us to serve your hot tub needs for the past 17 years. If you don't already enjoy a daily hot tub soak, consider joining our family and visit us at azhottub.com or look for the giant yellow duck at 6947 East 1st Street, Prescott Valley, 775-9884.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me live in studio is former Prescott City Councilman Charlie Arnold, and he's here to talk about youth hockey. And so where did this whole thing come from? How long has it been going on, and what is your involvement?
Sanford, thanks.
Ding dong, the yellow mic is dead.
So growing up here in Prescott, I played hockey. And I played hockey from fifth grade all the way through high school and a little bit in college. And I was done with the sport. I loved playing it growing up, but it was time to move on. And a few years ago, Dean Caressel, who used to own Roller Rave, caught up with me and said, hey, you need to come coach. And the next thing you know, I go from coaching a rec team to coaching travel teams. And as my wife would say, hockey has become my second family and eats up a lot of time. So coaching travel hockey, coaching rec, we have an outdoor rink at Pioneer Park. And whenever it rains or it snows or it's freezing out, it makes for one heck of a time to be out on the concrete. So I started looking some time ago for a place for us to practice indoors. And the next thing that turned into is, well, how are we going to pay for that? Well, maybe we should go ahead and look at opening an indoor rink. And that grew and grew into the Wheelhouse, which is a 14-sport multiplex that we are planning. We have identified a piece of property. We're working with an investor now to acquire that property. And we will be putting in two full-size hockey rinks and facilities to accommodate 13 other indoor and outdoor sports.
And where are these people playing now?
They're in either outdoor facilities or they're traveling to Phoenix very heavily for a lot of this. And if they are in outdoor facilities, they're really at the whim of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do away with that. We want to make it so that it doesn't matter if it's raining or it's snowing. There's a place to come. And we really said, how could we balance athletics with academics and provide a safe place for the kids in the community? And that's the whole community to come together and have a facility that's affordable. And that's where the Wheelhouse concept was really born.
Okay, so how many kids are involved in this, and is it like a membership thing, or how does that work?
Right. So the kind of the seed group here that's going to be coming in is on the hockey side. That's really where our tightest experience is. But when we talk about other sports, we have indoor soccer, we have volleyball, we have basketball, we have lacrosse, we have outdoor BMX, we have outdoor conditioning, we have remote controls, which have become a big thing. We even have a computer lab planned to be able to run a study hall, but also we're looking at an esports team. which is becoming more and more prevalent as things that people like to do. You might not know this, but we actually have an amazing boxing program here in Prescott run by Yarik Slokowski. And Yarik is recently named as one of the top he was the USA Coach of the Week just recently. And we're going to be bringing his program in, and we're looking at mixed martial arts. And we want to have a place where a kid can come once a week, twice a week, or maybe they are there 5 days a week. And we have a structure and a safe environment for them. It is membership-based, and what we're looking at is $50 to $55 per month. Gives you access to everything but the travel programs, which inherently are more expensive. If you find a sport that you love, we give you a great place to pursue it.
So what kind of I don't know, what kind of hockey background do you have?
Yeah, so I played for 14 years. We were the state champions in the midget division. So they have all these weird names: Peewee, Squirt, Bantam, Midget. Midget division is the 18 and under. It's the high school. And while I was playing for the Prescott Ravens at the time, we won that state championship. We went on to play at the national finals for the North American Roller Hockey Championship League. We also were the first Prescott varsity ice hockey team ever to exist. We made it through state semifinals that year, first year out. And so I played for a very long time, went to a lot of camps and participated in that sport. I gave up soccer, I gave up baseball, and I went all in. I was 5 days, 6 days a week, nothing but hockey and Boy Scouts. And that was like, that was life for me. And since then, I've continued my education on the coaching front and have spent the last almost 3 years now coaching numerous teams. And really, I'm fortunate my role now in the organization here in Prescott is I'm the director of travel hockey. Mm-hmm. And so I sit on the state hockey board that runs the league for the entire state of Arizona. And then I help direct our local travel program. And then on top of that, I also run a separate hockey club that travels out of state and represents Northern Arizona. And that's our Team X program.
Now, is the ability to participate in this limited in some way due to the COVID?
It has been. So that's been an interesting scenario. When COVID first hit, we had to suspend our tournaments. We were able to complete our tournament series in June, hosting state finals as well as a qualifier with some pretty stringent restrictions. And fortunately, one of my companies does sanitizing and disinfection. So we donated all of our services to the Hockey Association so that we could sanitize and disinfect the facility. And then throughout that time, there was periods where the rink was completely closed, could not even go to the outdoor rink. And then working with the city, the Prescott Youth Hockey Association very successfully rolled out a COVID program that allowed us initially to do four players at a time, and we could do conditioning. No one-on-one play, but we could do conditioning. And that eventually grew to us being able to go back to some semblance of regular hockey. And I now spend 4 hours a week at practices and another probably 2.5 to 3 hours a week in administrative stuff related just to hockey alone.
So how many players are on a team?
It's anywhere from 9 to 13. It really depends on your age division. So younger age divisions, we want to make sure every kid has an opportunity, especially in travel hockey. We want them to get the bug and keep going. Not the COVID
right.
bug,
right.
but the good
right.
hockey bug.
Hockey bug.
Yes, the one with the vitamin C and D in it, the one we like. And then as they progress, you know, just with every other sport, you're going to have players that excel and players that don't. I always had the saying growing up, make sure you get your Eagle Scout before perfume and gasoline. And perfume and gasoline is a real thing. It gets in the way sometimes of you pursuing your sports career. And so it tends to narrow down as we get a little bit higher up in the age divisions. But when it comes to rec hockey, we want to make sure every single kid has every opportunity in the world to have equal playing time and go out and just have fun.
So where are the teams from that the Prescott area hockey players play against? Where are these other teams from?
Yep. So if you're part of the Storm program, which is our in-state travel program, there are programs in Tucson, Yuma, Queen Creek, Peoria and Prescott. And then within Phoenix, because there's such a large ice hockey presence, you have a lot of independent teams that are out there. They come together to play in our tournament series. When you look at the out-of-state, the Team X side of it, we're playing international teams. This year, not so much.
Right.
But during COVID and before the really bad spikes came back around, we actually went to Corona, California, of all places, and Team X participated in the Junior Olympics and won a silver medal.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess the main thing would be, you know, where's the money come from for all this stuff? Because, you know, obviously, you know, we've got a number of recreational facilities in our area, many of whom are tied into some kind of a nonprofit or something like that. So I would imagine that this situation is no different.
Correct. So we are a 501c3, and we affiliated with the Amateur Athletic Union, which is international, but really focuses on a multitude of sports, which are all covered under our insurance policies. So we're very fortunate in that regard. And you know, we're not trying to mimic or replace some of the other athletic opportunities that are out there. We're trying to provide a facility that meets the needs of the community as a whole and offers that multitude of sports opportunities. So let's just say, you know, Sanford, you're 14 years old and you get out of school at 3 o'clock, maybe Monday and Wednesday, you're playing hockey. But Tuesday, you want to do karate. And Thursday, you want to work with somebody who's coached NHL players in different tactics and in conditioning and things of that nature. You can do all that. You can also go and be part of our outdoor obstacle course program. You can be on the esports team. But oh, by the way, if you are in our facility 3 days or more per week, there is a mandatory period that you must be in the study hall, in which we have a tutoring program that we're setting up in connection with the Launchpad. They have a great tutoring program, and so we want to work really closely with them. And then we're also looking at transportation, how to get kids from school to us, but then also how to get them home. And we're fortunate that there's a regional bus system that potentially could offer that late night home route for them. And it's just, it's really coming together. So you asked about funding. So far, we've raised a little over $200,000 out of our $440,000 budget, give or take. We were really fortunate to be able to buy out a facility that was closing. We were able to buy all of their equipment at a really great price for us. Not so much for them, but good for us. And that's money that we don't have to now raise in order to be able to open this facility and do some stuff with it, which we're excited.
All right. Well, and I know there are some fundraising opportunities to talk about. We're going to take a quick break. More with Charlie Arnold as we talk about youth hockey and the facility soon to come to house them here in the Prescott Quad Cities. And then we're also going to reflect on the election a little bit later on. Everything old is new again. This is not the first time that we have had chicanery with our ballots. We'll look back at the 2018 election a little bit later on. Right now, let's take a quick break here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Hey, everyone out there in Radioland. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Attention homeowners, this is James Roush with Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Interest rates are at an all-time low. If you're wondering if a refinance is correct for you, give the experts at Wallach & Volk a call, 928-445-8730. Don't wait, call today.
An equal opportunity lender, license number 0018295, corporate NMLS number 2973, AZMLO number 0914083, NMLS number 160209, not a commitment to lend.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And in studio with me, Charlie Arnold, former Prescott City Councilman and working hard on behalf of youth hockey here in the Quad Cities. And one of the things, Charlie's giving away a car. Well, actually, it's Lamb Chevrolet, Lamb Nissan that's giving the car away. It's a charity car giveaway. And tell us about this. What? How much money do you hope to raise from this?
Absolutely. So we've participated in drawings like this before, and they're really great. And in the past, we've shared those drawings with a bunch of other people. This time, this go-round, we've partnered up with Lamb Chevy and Lamb Nissan. And this is an opportunity to win one of five cars, or you can take $20,000 towards any car on any Lamb lot. It doesn't matter whether it's new or used. There's $20,000 for you right there. And what we're doing here is selling 5,000 tickets total.
Mm-hmm.
So one ticket, one in 5,000. And those are pretty good odds considering that a lot of these drawings get very, very high. They could sell 10 to 20,000 tickets.
Right.
So the odds are good here.
Well, I know which car I would pick. It's the 2021 Chevy Camaro LS Coupe. That's I think that's the one that I would choose.
Yes, you and a lot of our other friends, I think, would go for that. You can choose from the 21 Chevy Trailblazer, the Chevy Trax, the Equinox, the Camaro, or, of course, the Nissan Altima. And all of them are great cars. And, you know, Lamb has always been a big supporter in the community. Mm-hmm. And it just, with coming off of our last raffle, this one made a lot of sense. And so Ed Walsh was fantastic to work with. And next thing you know, we're out selling tickets for this.
Now, it says that the giveaway benefits youth inline hockey and local veteran service organizations. So what veteran service organizations are you targeting with this?
So if you're familiar with Team X, and you can go on Facebook, you can go on Instagram, you can follow us. Our jerseys have a very military supportive feel. So it looks like we're actually from the Air Force hockey team.
Oh, gotcha.
And so it's very much following that. And we don't just play sports. You know, the Wheelhouse and the teams that I run, we're focused on helping leadership development and providing kids a good foundation and something that's healthy for them to do. And so as part of that, our selected charities that our kids, our program supports is our veterans. Because frankly, without them, without our veterans, we wouldn't be playing hockey. We wouldn't have the opportunities we have in our country today. And our kids feel very strongly about it. So thus, we decided that a portion of these proceeds are going to go to the VFW Post 541 here in Prescott, Arizona. I'm a member of the auxiliary of that post. It's the one right over behind Ken Lindley Field. And those folks do so much for veterans. It's really, they do so much that many people don't know about. And then also Boys State, which is an American Legion program, is going to be receiving some funding from us. Again, it's an opportunity for men and women, young kids in these communities to go learn about our government in a non-political, healthy way, and we love it.
And so how would people get a hold of you to buy one or more of these charity car giveaway tickets? They're $20 each.
Yes. So a couple different ways. Easiest way is go to wheelhouseaz.com. And right on the website, right on the front page, there's the flyer that has all the rules and the information. We're going to be drawing this live at Lamb Chevrolet. Because of COVID, we went ahead and we stretched out the timing just a little bit. So May 15th at noon, we're going to be at Lamb Chevy drawing the winning ticket. Best part is you don't have to be present to win. All we ask is that you put your name and telephone number so we know how to get a hold of you. So you can go to wheelhouseaz.com. You can also find us on Facebook and message us. We also always have tickets available for sale Monday and Thursdays from 6 until 8 at 1200 Commerce Drive. And we're working with a few local retailers who are going to be selling tickets for us. You'll be able to walk right in and pay for your tickets there. But if you go to the website, just fill out the information. It sends an email to me, and then we will send you an invoice through our secure payment, and we will then mail you your ticket stub and send you a photo of your ticket with your name and number on it and its individual number that goes into the box.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and break the ice right now. And here's my $20. I'm going to go ahead and take a flyer on this because not only because I love the Camaro, but mostly because I love what you're doing for the kids. And I totally agree with you that, you know, we really do desperately need, you know, some leadership out there amongst youth. And I think the it's admirable that you're bringing in the whole veterans thing too, so that kids can have a greater appreciation for the role that veterans play in keeping us a free society. And so, yeah, this is a great cause, and you know, I wish you all the luck in the world in making a go of this thing. The I know we'll get past this COVID thing eventually and go full bore, but right now, you know, it definitely seems like the kind of thing that, you know, kids need, and I'm glad that you're willing to put the time in to make it happen. It's wheelhouseaz.com to get more information on this charity drawing for one of five beautiful vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan, and the proceeds benefiting the inline youth hockey program as well as veteran service organizations. Charlie Arnold, thank you for what you're doing, and here, take that $20 and, you know, let me have my ticket and I'll hang on to it till next May.
Perfect. Let's get your name and number on there and we'll be set to go.
All right. Terrific. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the election, because in 2018, we got a dry run of what we're seeing right now, and you heard about it first right here on Talk of the Town. I'm going to remind you about it when we come back live on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back after the news. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442 9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubographics today.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs vows certification of the general election results will go on as scheduled on November 30th. This afternoon, a Maricopa County Superior Court judge dismissed a GOP lawsuit demanding a hand count of ballots by voter precinct. Maricopa County has until Monday to certify the county's returns before they arrive at her office. The Prescott City Council has a new mayor pro tem.
Council traditionally selects a member to serve in that position in line with the city's elections during odd-numbered years. However, on Tuesday, council selected the 23-year-old Alexis Scholl to serve through November 23rd of next year. Scholl, who's been on council for 3 years, takes over for Councilwoman Billy Orr, who had served for the past 3 years. Council members Phil Good and Kathy Rusing raised concerns about the selection and voted against it. Duties of the mayor pro tem include filling in for Mayor Greg Mangarelli when he isn't available. Council also voted to move the annual designation to the second meeting in November. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Continued sunny, dry, and mild days, crisp, mostly clear nights, chilling overnight to a mostly clear 43 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs tomorrow through Sunday near 67, Monday a breezy 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to about 45, sunny highs in the mid-70s Friday through Monday.
Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you when it comes to disputing or having disputed election results, because we had that problem here in Arizona in 2018. And you heard about it here, actually, on Talk of the Town. We were the first ones to break the story. I actually went online and found the discrepancies myself and talked to them ad nauseum. Everybody I could think of. And it was probably a matter of circumstances, but let's go back to 2018 and let me tell you exactly what I found, how I found it, and what happened as a result, which was nothing. It just seemed really odd, that with a Republican governor at the top of the ticket, that a Democrat would win over a well-known Republican in the U.S. Senate race. And it just didn't make any sense to me. And so I started looking around and found a little bit after the votes had been certified and tabulated, I went to the Secretary of State's website and I looked and counted the number of ballots. They had a number for each candidate and a total number of ballots cast for each office. So the two people running for Secretary of State, for instance, Steve Gaynor and Katie Hobbs, they had ballots cast for the two of them, and then for any other downstream party candidates, but then came up with a total for how many ballots were cast for each office. And so I looked at these, and lo and behold, what became painfully obvious to me is that there was a discrepancy. And so I took this information around to a number of different people. And what I found was that there was a difference in the number of ballots cast for U.S. Senate versus governor. U.S. Senate versus governor. This is 2018 now. And according to the ballot count from the Secretary of State that I saw, it appeared to me that there were 59,000 ballots with votes that did not include a vote for governor. 59,000. With no vote for governor. Now, I do not have the wherewithal or capability to be able to go and order anyone to show me ballots and try to verify where they came from and whose name is on them and whether these people are dead or alive or whether they even exist. Have no idea. But everyone I talk to with knowledge of this election process did say that 59,000 ballots with no vote for governor in a statewide election is unheard of. Unheard of. So then I went looking around for an explanation, and I talked to elected officials. I talked to people involved in the parties and brought this information to their attention, and probably about the most in-depth response that I got from anyone was, huh, Yeah, that is something. That's it. Yeah, that is something. So here's what was going on, which why this thing didn't get any legs, and nobody seemed to really care very much at all about the fact that there were 59,000 ballots cast in the state that had no vote for governor, something that had never happened before. Oh, sure, there's been ballots cast with no vote for governor, usually by mistake, I would think. But yeah, they're usually, though, in the hundreds, maybe 1,000. 59,000 ballots cast with no vote for governor is unheard of in Arizona. And that's what took place in 2018. So I took this information around and people looked at it and they said, well, that's really something. Don't know what to say. You know, I went to the McSally campaign because here are 59,000 ballots with no vote for governor, and Kyrsten Sinema beat Martha McSally by 55,000 votes. Isn't that interesting? I thought it was. So I went to the McSally campaign. I said, well, this really doesn't make sense to me that there would be 59,000 ballots with no vote for governor, but yet 55,000 was the margin of victory for Kyrsten Sinema over Martha McSally. And, you know, the McSally campaign really didn't care about this at all. And the reason being that there was that second seat that was going to be available due to the death of John McCain. And it was all but a foregone conclusion that Martha McSally was going to be appointed by Governor Doug Ducey to that seat. So, and that's exactly what happened. So no sense making waves, no sense getting anybody's, you know, thing in an uproar because, you know, McSally was going to get the other seat anyway, so no point in going crazy about, you know, the fact that 59,000 ballots in Arizona in 2018 were cast with no vote for governor. And I had people that explained to me, well, you know, there's a lot of people that like Sinema, but, you know, didn't like, you know, I don't even remember who ran against Ducey on the Democrat side for governor. People didn't like him or her or whoever the guy person was. I don't even remember. But there were a lot of tight races there. Remember the race between Hobbs and Steve Gaynor was a very tight race. You know, so, yeah, this was, you know, this was very troubling that nobody cared that there were 59,000 ballots cast with no vote for governor. Oh, and, you know, there's probably people there that, you know, didn't, you know, voted for Sinema, didn't want to see Ducey have a landslide. So they voted for Sinema, but they didn't vote for Ducey, and they didn't like the other Democrat candidate for governor. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of like the same thing that you're hearing right now. But there is no real, you know, there's no real answer. I just don't understand. I don't understand. So, you know, basically we are left with this scratching the head result from the 2018 election and just wondering out loud, how on earth did there be 59,000 ballots cast with no vote for governor and that Kyrsten Sinema wins by 55,000 votes over Martha McSally? How does this happen? Nobody cared. Well, now we have this year's election. I think they're caring a little bit more now. there doesn't appear, of course, to be any doubt as to the margin of victory for Mark Kelly in his bid to replace Martha McSally. There claiming now that even though they've counted all these extra ballots and the lead has narrowed somewhat, McSally has conceded, and the final vote count, when noted, will be somewhere around 51-49 in favor of Kelly. But they are still nonetheless interested in wanting to know, what did the Dominion software program that was used by Maricopa County to count the votes, how did that work? What happened? Well, Joseph Stalin is the one that really summed it all up. And he said, quite frankly, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes that matters. We're going to take a break. We've got more right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Hey, everyone out there in Radioland, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store. Schedule a convenient curbside pickup. Or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And coming up right after Talk of the Town, we are going to go straight to Arizona Cardinals football as the Cardinals take on the Seattle Seahawks. You will catch that game live. We got the pregame at 5, and the kickoff, I believe, is at 5:20. So you'll want to tune in for that. And we'll have all the looking back at whatever happens today to the Cardinals and the Seahawks on Let's Talk Sports, which will be coming your way live right here on KQ&A tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Want to say thanks to Charlie Arnold for joining me and remind you that the charity car giveaway is just underway from Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan to benefit Wheelhouse Arizona Youth Hockey. And also veteran service organizations. You can go to wheelhouseaz.com and sign up for one of these tickets and a chance, a 5,001 chance, but that's still a chance, to win one of these great cars from Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan. And so thanks, Charlie Arnold, for that. And then also want to mention, if you're not into football, you can go to kqna.com, and Mark Levin will be there at 5 o'clock for you if you want to continue on political talk. Otherwise, that's going to do it for us. We will be back tomorrow at 4 with Let's Talk Sports. Go Cardinals, beat them Seahawks, and we will see you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.